The Four-Year Plan for America by Jeffrey Kluger. Donald Trump has smashed a lot of environmental China in 4 years. To name a few instances, he pulled out of the 2015 Paris Agreement, a move that becomes official on July 6, 2021, loosened automotive mileage and power plant emission standards, and sought to eliminate the protected status of the sage grouse, opening up 9 million acres to oil and gas extraction. Reasonable minds may differ on the wisdom of any one of these moves, but no one can deny the unprecedented sweep of Trump's policies. Data from Harvard Law School's Environmental and Energy Law Program and Columbia University's Sabin Center for Climate Change Law show that the president has signed more than 100 administrative rules, executive orders, and acts of deregulation, 66 of which have gone into effect. If presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden defeats Trump in November, what could he do in his own 4 years to undo the work of the Trump era? The biggest, flashiest thing would be for Biden to stand up on day one and say the U.S. is recommitting itself to Paris, says Jody Freeman, director of the Harvard program. We should make clear we're going to take back the reins we've relinquished. It wouldn't necessarily be easy. The U.S. would not simply be permitted to rejoin the agreement, but would have to negotiate its way back in. One way to improve its chances would be for the U.S. to present an even more ambitious greenhouse gas reduction target than it had before, says Joseph Goffman, the Harvard program's executive director. That original target for the U.S. was a cut of 26% to 28% below 2005 level carbon emissions by 2025.